have a mindset of victory. As Christians, I'm talking about winning in our marriage. I'm talking about, you know, winning in our finances. I'm talking about our businesses increasing, all of that. We need to have. You cannot stay in faith without a victory mindset. You cannot. I mean, if you don't renew your mind to the Word of God, you're going to be defeated year after year after year. Because faith is the victory. You know, Travis, he brought up a scripture. I've preached it a million times, probably, maybe not that many, but he's talking about getting out of debt. He's all the time talking about getting. I like a Christian that goes around confessing their victory. Not whether it's my son, you, me. We need to. We need to be always declaring victory. Because, see, the thing about it is, when we get born again, we are put in a place of victory, and we live our life from that place, right? We begin to take ground that the enemy has stole. We begin to take back life that we lost. We begin to take back our marriages. We begin to take back our health and all that. But Travis brought a scripture up, you know, and it's true. The Bible says it. He's talking about getting out of debt. I didn't see him come out of debt this year some. Believe God and pay some stuff off, paying it off and paying extra and all that. And if you hear it behind the pulpit, it's not just talking about finances, it's talking about do it. You know, God adds his supernatural on our natural action. Faith has action. Faith is not easy to do at times. Hallelujah. But he's talking about it today, talking about I'm coming out the rest of this year, I'm coming out. I don't care how God sends it. See, that's a mindset we got to have. We don't work out details. We hear God. We move forward. We hear the Word of God. We move forward, and we don't figure it out. We let God do what God does best, and that is perform the Word of God through our faith. Because of our faith. But he brought that Greek. He said, faith is today. He said, now faith is. That's what it says, Hebrews 11:1. It don't say faith is in your behind you. It don't say faith is in the future. We can live in the future through faith. We can see ourselves coming out of debt through faith. We have a confirmation on the inside by the Spirit according to the will of God. But you know, just like Richard with that, it's important that he hears the Lord. He will hear the Lord because I have opportunities. I could be working and doing and adding. And I mean, you know, when you got faith, you feel like, you know, you can just do anything, you know, but you really can't. You can only do what God says. And you will hear from the Lord. Opportunities are not God always. They can be distractions, you know. Well, when opportunities comes for just like, you know, light bills went up and you're charging a little more kilowatt hour, you're burning a little more juice and all of that. That is the time to use that now faith. And don't start complaining, you know. And I'm not going to try to preach on that. That's not a victory mindset. A defeated mindset says, oh, I was doing good till Alabama Power sent me a $400 power bill. No, Alabama Power discharged you for your services, for their services, right? Now you get on and I'm hearing it, you know. See, the Bible says for me, Scotty, I'm going to put me in it. It says, Scotty, be not conformed, Romans 12:2, be not conformed to this world. The way the world thinks, the way the world speaks, the way the world acts, the way the world does. He says, Scotty, if you won't be conformed to the world, but take the Word of God and transform your mind to think different from the world. Think different, think like me, think like I do. If you will do that, then you will prove out. You will have a manifestation of the will of God for your life. Not the permissive will, not the wonder will, I wonder, you know, but the perfect will. The perfect will of God, hallelujah. And so if Scotty will not conform to the world, praise the Lord, and that, Mac, is a challenge. Because you go out into the world and you hear bad news on TV, and Facebook's not a place to where I'm spiritually fed. It kills me. Even quoting scriptures, you know. But finding the will of God, hallelujah. Somebody come to me one time, it's happened several times over my life of being in the will of God in the garage door bid. I didn't happen chance over that. I was working for the other man, and I'm wanting to know God's will. I have it in me to be in business, but I don't have, I have a lot of opportunities out there, but I'm not sure which way the will of God is. And the will of God showed up in the place the very day that I could choose and not have to quit a job, and it happened. Okay, now why I'm saying that is faith begins where the will of God is known. Now there has been over a million chances between the time that I went in the will of God to get me to quit the will of God, get out of the will of God. It looks better out of the will of God. It looks better working over there doing that. Start a trucking company, drive trucks, make $1,000, make $5,000 a week, you know, and all of that. And get down and say, but God, what are you saying? And God don't say nothing. And to me, for Scotty, as I renewed my mind to the Word of God, God revealed to me, when I don't tell you to do something, that is not a do it. That is not a yes. That's him. That's his way of telling me no. But I have went out and said, well, God didn't tell me not to, so must be it. And go out and do it, and not good. Not good. But see, when we're living... See, a mindset of victory will want the will of God. The Word, when you're renewing your mind to the Word of God and you're staying in the Word of God and you're rehearsing the Word of God, you're going to want the will of God. But what, I'll give you scripture for it. That's the only reason I know, Richard, is because the Word of God says that it's Him that works in Scotty, both to will, want to, and to do of His good pleasure, His will, right? That's how come I know it. I took that scripture and I thought, okay, I don't walk in fear, but God, God will make sure that I get in the right path if my will is to do His will. He's working in me to do His will. Well, it's His will for me to be healed. I found it in the Word of God. Jesus took stripes on His back. I'm not going to need them stripes, them healing stripes when I get to heaven. I'm going to be transferred into a new body, one that will, there will be no pain, no sorrow. I'm not going to need none of this word up there, because I will know the thoughts of God. You will know the thoughts of God. You will know exactly what God thinks. So down here, the will of God is to prosper His people. Now, I'm not just, when I say prosper, finances are in it. The Bible says that He give Scotty, you add your name to this Bible if you want to. If you don't, then it ain't personal to you. He said, but He gives Scotty all things richly so that I can enjoy things. To enjoy. He wants me to enjoy. He richly give me, all of y'all guys, to operate in the ministry that He give me, and I enjoy it. Now the trials and different things concerning it, I don't enjoy, but I know I'm in the will of God. I'm saying this not for me, so I know I'm in the will of God, so the trials are nothing but just stepping stones to me to go higher in the Lord because of my faith. See, a victory mindset, you won't have it just by a positive confession. There's positive confession books. Ain't got nothing to do with God. We're talking about supernatural. We're not talking about just good thoughts and positive words. No, we're talking about out of a conviction of the revealing of the kingdom, the Word of God in us, and out of our mouth because it is in us. And the only reason it's in us is because we have chose to renew our minds to God's Word, and we have chose to put it into action at times whenever things arise. Then that makes me and you doers of the Word of God. Actors on the Word of God. Hallelujah. You know, my sister back there, she believed to get out of debt. She owed for cars and all that, and God began to tell her what to do and blah, blah, blah. And then once she began to do it, things got bad. Finances got really bad. She's back there. She won't preach, but if I can get her up here. I mean, they went bad. They went from bad to worse, and from worse to even worse. And it looked like to her, this is worse. This is not, you know, and all of that. Well, she continued on. I heard her, I'm going to honor God. I'm going to pay my tithe. I'm going to honor God. And she went on, praise the Lord, and things begin to smooth out. Things begin to get better. Hallelujah. Well, you know, don't think you're going to believe God for a great life, a wonderful life that His Bible says you can have without your adversary, the devil, roaming to and fro, seeking whom you may devour, trying to get her not to believe the Word, trying to get me and you not to believe that God's Word is true. But she hung on. She hung on. I heard her coming here, blood of God, my car's coming. I'm believing for a car. She's not just believing. She's believing for a debt-free car. Now, in the natural, she don't got the money to go pay cash for a car. How many knows you don't need it? If God's told you you can have a car, amen. Come on, somebody. If God, if you need a car and all of that, I'm just talking about that little natural thing. Your the faith is the substance. Faith is the money for that car. Right? Come on, somebody. Faith is the money to pay your house off. Faith is the money. Faith is the medicine to get your body healed. Amen. Faith. How does faith come to you? Anybody know? Hearing the Word. Romans 10, 17. Faith comes by hearing and hearing. That's why, Mac, I don't go around listening to secular music. I turn me on some praise and worship music. Because faith comes that way. Faith is sustained through praise. That's how come when I get a big light bill, I don't go, oh, Jesus. We was going to eat hamburgers. Now we're going to eat meatloaf. I don't know if it's cheaper or not, but anyways. No, you just go on and say, praise the Lord, I got meatloaf money. Woo, hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, a renewed mind of victory will come out with praise when everything ain't working out, because you believe. Praise is showing Satan and telling your circumstances is just a matter of time. Now my sister come in, so I sat down back there, and she said, I'll tell you what, I got me a steering wheel cover hanging on my front porch. Hallelujah. See, that's stupid to the world. But bless God, when God says get you a steering wheel cover, and that's going to be your faith release for the car that fits that steering wheel cover, you better get a steering wheel cover. Right? God says, speak to them mountains in Mark 11. What should you be doing? Should be speaking to them. He said, have the faith of God. He said, whatever you say to that mountain. He didn't say think about it, wish it. He said say to it. So I took that scripture back under. Jesus Christ wrote that scripture. And I took that scripture back there, prayed God, and I started speaking to debt in my life. I started canceling it. I spoke against the spirit of poverty. Poverty means you'll hold on to all you drop cords with the ends cut off just in case you need them next month. Right? Instead of believing God, God can give you $30 to go buy one, throw them away. I went through that. Saved every nut and bolt and piece of rusted out metal. I might need it sometime. I'm not saying don't do that. I'm just saying, but if it's an issue with you that's got you keeping you in poverty, like you can't buy a piece of metal, you can't buy another windshield, you can't buy, you know what I'm saying? Hallelujah. So I go out there and I begin to speak to my stuff and I begin to speak to poverty. I'm talking about 28, 29 years ago, because this word says I've been redeemed. I've been redeemed from the curse The curse is lack, weakness, sickness, fear, poverty. All of that's under that curse. And I begin to speak to it. I begin to speak to that curse that had been operating in my life. I ain't never operated in my life. Somebody told me one time, I ain't never really done nothing wrong. I didn't steal no candy bars. And I said, that's dumb. I said, you didn't have to. Adam did. I said, so Satan's got you fooled that you don't need God, that you don't need righteousness. You're already right. You're right because you didn't steal. You're right. I said, you can't. I said, the Bible says, lest your righteousness exceeds the scribes and the Pharisees. Well, they're doing it by the law, keepers of it, teachers of it. But see, this thing, he said, there'll come a time when you won't worship me in this place, in that place, Jesus said. He said, but them that worship me, they'll worship me in spirit and truth. It wasn't a day, it was all the time. Right? So you know what? She got her a steering wheel cover up on the porch hanging up there. Hallelujah. And so Mark comes over and he said something about some money he's fixing to get. And he said, what kind of car do you? She'd been telling me for weeks, my car's coming. My car's coming. My car's coming. It's coming. I mean, week after week I hear, my car's coming. My car's coming. Now, I'm sure she's had to battle those thoughts and throw them down. I don't know. I hadn't talked to her, but I know the devil. I know. And so throw them down. Hey, what kind of car do you want? I want a, and she named it. She didn't say a Geo Metro. Why wouldn't she want one? It coughs when you punch it. She told him I'd want a Nissan Altima or something like that. Well, she come out of her mouth with a, she's put a demand on a Nissan. Whether she knew it or not, hallelujah. Because whatsoever thing you delight yourself in him, you go after the Lord, the psalmist said. He said, if you delight yourself in him, he said, I'll give you the desires. It may be a Nissan Altima that God wants her to have. He said, and if you commit your ways, and she told me I'm making some money today because I'm going to pay my tithes. Tithes is not what's going to get her the car. It's her faith in God, right? We tithe and we give because the windows of heaven are opened up and we expect it to happen in our life. We have faith in God based on that, and that's why we give our tithes and our offerings. And if that's not why, adjust it. Say, I'm not giving this to get my house. I'm not giving this to get my car. Nope. I'm honoring God giving this. See, now you're in faith. Now you stay in faith. Your confidence is in the Lord. Hallelujah. But, you know, even after you get, I mean, I hear it, Richard. I hear it out there in the world, you know. Well, you know, you hear. It's not the first year that I've heard that Alabama Power is scamming everybody. They're crooks. You know what Satan's trying to do? Get me and you on board through social media. Believe in that garbage. And I went through my house. I got up and I went through my house and I thought, woo, hallelujah. I've been redeemed from the scammers. But God, they may scam everybody because they believe it and receive it but me. But I walk in the blessing of the Lord, hallelujah. And my light bill is not going to go to $900 in the name of Jesus. But anyhow, if I go sucking it down with my oven and my space heaters and all of that, then don't go lying on Facebook about the electric company. Right? If I don't use it, it don't cost me. See, we got to be balanced in here. Be not conformed to the world. But if you do get a high bill, make sure you cut everything off and all of that stuff, pray God, and just go praise God for the supply. Amen? Just go ahead and praise him till the money comes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I've got the ability, Lord. You said you would supply all. See, this is a victory mindset that is not just a, what am I trying to say? It's real. It's not a religious thing. See, if it's just religion, it's empty. But if you've got a relationship with God and you're renewing your mind, hallelujah, and you're walking, I'm walking with God. You're walking with God if you're born again. You're not trying to get walking with God. You're walking with Him. Just make sure you're not like Adam. Go hide. Right? He come in there and said, Adam, where are you? He knew where he was at. He was getting Adam to check up. Hallelujah. You know, fear will cause you not to walk in faith and go in a direction that will not get you the promises of God. That's what happened to him out in the wilderness. Told Moses, you brought us out here to die. I've had Christians to tell me, I'd better off before I got saved. I didn't have all this trouble. And I tell them, man, you sound like them bunch of grippers talking to Moses. We was better off in Egypt. You brought us out here to die. Like Jesus led you out of all of your luxury and all of that over into a kingdom of gloom and doom. That's dumb, ain't it? That's bondage. I didn't see it that way when I got born again. It seemed like I had a little more trouble, but quickly I got in the Word and started renewing my mind to the Word of God. Now things begin to stick out of the Word of God to me. Number one, that Satan was stripped, that he stripped him. I learned that, and I was kicking the devil's teeth out when I was 6 months old in the Lord. I ain't been afraid of him ever since. I've not been afraid of him attacking this church, attacking me personally, attacking my family, because I'm like, come over here, and you would come to the wrong guy. You came to the wrong church. You should have went over there to that church. You should have went to the people that don't have no faith, Satan. He's stupid. Well, he ain't stupid. He just believes he's going to win if he tries it again. He's deceived. So deceived keeps him going forward like he's going to win. I mean, knows we ought to have much more go forward than him. I mean, we got God, man. Debt, it's God's will that you be out of debt. Well, God, I just can't do it. I just can't seem to get ahead. You got to get out of all of that. Let me tell you something from experience. Whenever I had that unexpected open heart surgery in 2019, I already owed $70,000, $80,000, $90,000. I don't know. It was terrible. And then on top of that, $130,000. Then on top of that, another $16,000. Then the ambulance. I started opening ambulance service. They charged me $1,700 to carry me to Birmingham. Drop me out. I thought, man, all I need is three ambulances and three nights a week. I have to pay somebody good money. You know? On top of all of that, did it feel good? Was I feel energized? Absolutely not. I felt defeated. Satan tried to convince me that I was defeated. He tried to convince me that I would never be out of debt. He tried to convince me that I would never come out. He tried to convince me that me and Teresa would never own our home. He tried to convince me that Travis and Beth would never live there and our grandkids, different things, you know. Those thoughts are coming, but I had renewed my mind to God's Word over the years, renewed my mind to God's Word and used it periodically when I needed to use it. And because of that, that was relevant to me. And I stood and they rejected helping me. The world wouldn't help me. Well, we sang it. This joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. No, no, this joy that I have, world didn't give it to me. This faith that I have, right? World didn't give it to me. Then I get $130,000 bill. Oh, I just lost my salvation. What happened to that song we've been singing in church? We ain't been singing it. We've been lip service. The Bible says we can come from our lips and our heart be far from Him. I don't believe that's us. I believe if that's some of us, we did it out of ignorance. And I believe once we learn something, we change it. We come out of that ignorance. Our life is like a vapor here. I'm done 60 years old. I'm thinking, man, where did the years go? They went by. They went by. Hallelujah. Now I'm in my 59 years old. I'm in my 50s anointing. I've been walking in it for 9 years. I said from behind this pulpit, there's an anointing for everything you do. Every year you live, you can draw. And the grace of God can be multiplied according to your faith in your life. Faith activates this Bible in believers. Faith activates this Bible, just like the revival coming up. I didn't realize that I'd stuck in a little bit of tradition. If it ain't Sunday night, Monday night, and Tuesday night, we can't have revival. And then I'm like, man, what's wrong with me, God? What's wrong with me? I told Travis the other day, we're going somewhere, got out, went into Lowe's, you know, and his time, he said, I never remember not having revival when I was a kid. You're going to revival. I said, that's how come your daddy got stuff. I got my stuff met, my needs met, because I was after God in my 30s. I wasn't looking for a reason not to hit revival somewhere. Now, there's somebody that can go to because they unbelief revivals. Go to them. Oh, God, help us if you can. Here, it's the preachers. Oh, God, help us if you can. Come down in our midst. They don't even know he's with them. Right? That's terrible. Went to a revival one time, and I tell about this stuff, and this stuff tries to rock your world if you ain't careful. Man, it'll try to shake your faith. It'll try to shake the foundation you founded up on, Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone. These things that'll come to try to get you contrary to this word, contrary thinking to this word. Hallelujah. You know? We're in there, man, and people are reacting to the preacher coming. And so Brother Oney looks over there and he said, what's wrong? He knew something was wrong. He was used to God's presence. See, if you come to church and you don't get into the presence of the Lord and all of that, when he shows up, it'll be weird to you. What's wrong with these people? We caught up. We've been going up the whole time. You've been sitting here wondering why. We've been paying attention. We've been drawing. We've been hearing the word of God. We've been going out and getting it confirmed to us. Amen. Hallelujah. And then, like Johnny, Lord, I'm sorry, I didn't realize it, but whatever. It's just awakening to something. And awakening, I'm awake till I'm wealthy. Amen. D, it's not because I'm a preacher. It's not because I'm a businessman. I was none of them down yonder when I got born again. But the greater one came on the inside of me and began to show us, this church, me, Teresa, how to have a marriage, how to raise our son, how to get Pokemon out of his bedroom. That curse stuff, that witchcraft stuff. We begin to separate ourselves from witchcraft and different things. Witchcraft, manipulating people. I was a manipulator, liar. I would put my hand on a stack of Bibles and lie and tell you, I swear to God. He never struck me dead. So I figure, hey, man, he's not like they say. God will strike you dead. He never did, so I just kept doing it. See, all that was ignorant. I was out in the world. He said he blinks his eyes to ignorance. I've not put my hand on a Bible since I got born again and told a lie. If I'm going to lie, just lie and say I'm going to lie, fix a lie. I'm just going to tell you I'm going to lie. Man, you just believe what I tell you. I'm going to lie. Well, I'm better off than be deceived, right? Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you a bold-faced lie. It just feels like I need to. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But you know what? I'm one blessed man. My sister called me. You got the old garage door? I said, no. I said, you know, we might be going to a job. I said, I don't know if we're taking any doors out or not. It was one of Travis's jobs. And so we did. We went, and there were some pretty good doors, Johnny, pretty good doors. Took them doors out. We didn't even know we were going to take doors out. Took them doors out, and I called her up, and I said, hey, I said, I got a couple of doors I took out. I said, I'm going to have to charge you a little for these. How much? I said, listen, man, I said, I'm just kidding with you. I said, I'm blessed.
She knew
that. No, she didn't really. Well, she did. She did. And so I told her, I said, nah, I said, I was just kidding. I said, I'm blessed. And she said, you know what? She said, you have always been blessed. Always been blessed. You've always been blessed. I said, I serve a blessing God. I said, God has been good to Scotty. God has been good to Scotty. They've tried to talk me out of prospering. They tried to talk me out of getting my house paid off. God ain't interested in all of that. He's not interested. He put it all in that Bible. He told them, he said, I'm going to take you to a land. He said, they're building y'all's houses right now. You're not even going to have to build them. That's what he said. He said, you'll live in houses you didn't build. You'll eat out of vineyards. I thought about it today. I was out there pruning my trees a little bit, and I thought, man, I've got thousands of dollars in this orchard. I mean, thousands of dollars. Them trees ain't cheap. And I've been 18 years, got all that, you know. I thought I'm going to be like my dad. He likes them fruit trees when he gets on up on them, have me an orchard. So I'm kind of like my daddy. I got all kind of good fruit, nectar, all kind of stuff out there. And I thought, man, I got a fortune. He said, I blessed you. He said, I gave it all. He said, I gave it to you as you desired to plant this stuff. He said, I did it. And I thought, man, I've had some challenges in this, but look at it. I thought I've had challenges. I've had storms. I've had hail get a hold of them, you know, man. And I've had cows get a hold of them and had to be good to my neighbor. All kind of stuff. But you know what? I didn't quit, Richard. But God, and I'll eat here in just a little while. I will eat the fruit of my labor. Y'all probably will too if I feel like bringing these Alberta preachers. They're anointed. I didn't realize how many I had out there because Teresa really likes them, so I usually load her up with them. I plant her two or three. But I ended up with about six trees, and I can count them, and I'm like, how did I do that? I got six Alberta trees. All I know is I'm going to sell them. I'm going to believe God to increase me. He said everything we lay our hands to do, he'll bless it, right? We'll be blessed, hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah. I was telling Dree something, I don't know what. I said, oh, I know what it was. I have to prune them trees. And I don't like doing it. That's one part of them trees I don't like doing, man, pruning them. Because I have to Google it. Because I keep forgetting every year, Dree says. And so I Google it. And so she just got plumb frustrated. She just leaves me alone. You just do it. If you ain't going to do it right, I'm getting out of here. You know, so she gets out there, so I don't cut no more off than I have to, you know, when I need to go a little further. Anyways, I was out there today, and I thought, all these are kind of young, man. I said, man, it's coming up. I have to get something. You can't do it off the ground. You know, you got to get up in a basket or something, you know. And I thought, I'd tell you what I'll do. I'll just believe God when I get tired of doing it. I'll quit pruning them. I'll just quit, and I'll believe God for harvest, pruned or not. I'm going to believe God whether I prune them or not. Some people do harvest quitting. What's the use? Whew. What's the use? Don't quit. Well, you know what? Piled up. I'm nearly $200,000 probably. And bills coming due every month. I don't know about your bills. Mine don't come every 3 months. They come every month. How? For my whole life. I thought I was going to get free when I left Daddy and them, and then I tried to rent a house and found out it's not free. I found out lights ain't free. So I found out, but God, if I'm going to live good, and my daddy, he'd get on to you if you left the light on over 30 seconds. When you turn it on, cut it off. Go in the refrigerator, shut that door, call the refrigerator to run. You open the door, you stand there too long trying to figure. Don't stand there and figure it out what you want. Figure it out before you get in there. Go in there and get it and get out. You know, and so I got born again and the house was always dark and everything. And I told the Lord, I said, I'm going to live with 100-watt light bulbs. Lord, is that okay with you? If I light my house up, Lord, I want my house lit up. I want the flies to be blinded trying to get over to me. So, bless God, there for years, bless God, I had 100-watt light bulbs and everything. And I'd walk around and my dad, boy, electricity's going up, it's going up. And I would say, I'm so blessed, I'm too blessed to be stressed. I can have light on in my, I don't like darkness. I figured out that's why. I walk in the light. I've got up before I walked in the dark, slammed, the door was halfway open. Bam! Oh, geez, what was that, man? Turn the light on, there's the door. Forgot to open it on up, so it's halfway. Wham! So I figure if I walk in darkness without Jesus, that's what's going to happen in natural. So I figure in my house, just turn the lights on. You know, pray. Well, see, what I was doing at that time, because I'd come out and was ingrained in poverty thinking, and I was having to break it. Some, you might not have to do that. But whatever you need to do to break it, you know, you break that. You speak to it. You speak to that mountain. That's what Jesus done. He told them, had a fig tree, and he went over to get some figs off of that tree. That's in Mark 11, I believe it is. Went over to get some figs, and he was hungry, the Bible said. Went over there, seen there wasn't no fruit. And he cursed it. He said, from here forward, you will bear no fruit. No man will eat from you from here forward. They're all looking at that tree. Nothing happened. I'd never caught it. I was hearing a preacher preaching that same scripture, you know. Now, I'd got a hold of that, how faith in God, because I had that. I knew I had that. Whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe you, receive it, you'll have it. I was working on that. But I'm going to master that. I thought, I'm going to get it in my heart. I'm going to believe that I receive what I ask God for. If it's according to the scriptures, it's according to the word of God, then I can have it. He said he watches over his word to make sure that it happens. See, this world will confuse you. And some Christians will confuse you. I don't think they mean to. I just think they're not open to the word of God and the Holy Spirit, so they stay blinded to revelation about things. Tongues is one of them. Speaking in tongues. I believed it was of the devil, but I never got baptized, stoned, on acid. If it was the devil, I mean, surely that man Teresa would have got baptized. I mean, she did whatever that was. I don't remember what it was that time. She thought lightning was coming down through her eyebrows, you know, so I had to take her into the bedroom where it was dark. She's tripping. She's on a trip. I took trips and turned the TV off, and it's still playing. And I told her I was turning that off. And they showed me the plugs. I'm like, well, you sure it ain't plugged? I go check for myself. You know. Well, you come over into this kingdom, praise God, and, you know, like tongues. I should have got filled with the Holy Ghost while I was serving the devil. Right. If it was of the devil, like the church says it is. The sinners don't even believe it's of the devil. They know it's for the church. Yeah. And church people's like, this is of the devil. What sense does that make? It don't. That ministry, worldwide ministry, was birthed through praying in the Holy Ghost, mowing the yard in 2008. The Lord told me to do that. See, I was in faith because I'm like, there's more. There's just more. Do you ever feel like there's just more? More, that's him. When you feel like there's more, it's not a good feeling. Because you're like, what is it? What is it, God? What are they, God? Are they more? I mean, there's got to be more to this kingdom. And so I couldn't get it. I done prayed and done went on a couple 3-day fast and None of that's happened, and all of a sudden I thought, I'm going to pray in tongues. Teresa don't let me mow. She's like Mac. He mows. He's got a certain way. I know when Mac's mowed, when I mow. Mac goes this way. He's like military. You know, and then... And he goes over there and steams the lawnmower off. And I'm like, God, man, you go out to mow again in 3 days. Won't you just wash it every other week? But Mac, no, he's got to get a toothbrush out there, I think. Nothing wrong with that, Mac. Coordination's good. Them's good biblical skills. Stewardship skills. They sure are. He does his work unto the Lord's what I heard him say a few times. So he wants to make sure everything's clipped. But I did hear him say, I want to wash the church. I'm like, well, how about it? He gets around, man, to the back. Man, this was a bigger task than what I thought it was, wasn't it, Mac? Yeah. I took on more than I thought. But he did it. See, that's the way believing God really is. You get excited to work for Jesus. I want to wash the whole building.
Feels good.
Then here comes the sweat. The dragging them water lines. You know what I'm saying? Or here he comes. He said, Mac, he said, you're too drawn back, baby. I'm going to send you to the nursing home. You think that was a coincidence? And then me over here with my religious thinking, man, you go to church here, you're a member, you need to be in church here. And God says, I want you to pray for him, back him up. And I'm like, oh, man. Oh, man. So I catch you dinner. Let me pray for you, Mac. Pray for you. Every time he's got to carry the gospel to these people. These people are promised long. They might have lived 90 years, but 120, it's a little far from it. Long, satisfied lives shall he give them, has he given them, and he will show them people in the nursing home his joy. And peace, and strength, and victory. Give them a reason to live. Hallelujah. Praise God. And he's got Mac. Then Mac, oh, I just fit right in over there. I fit in over there. They want me to sing every Sunday. Every week. Come on, Mac, give me that song. Come on, Mac.
Where did it come from?
I don't know if I can do it. He's anointed. He's got an anointing, and God worked on Mac.
And you did too.
Yes, he did. The Lord did through all of it.
Yeah.
And God begins to work on Mac, and he says, Mac, I'm going to take you and I'm going to mold you. That's what he's been doing.
Yeah. And that's what you're doing right now.
He says, I'm going to mold you. You're welcome. And I'm going
to
take all the broken pieces. This is in the book of Isaiah.
Yeah.
He said, and I'm going to bring them all back together. I am the potter and you are the clay. That's all of us.
Yeah.
And he makes us again and makes us vessels of honor that honor the Lord, that honor one another, that honor the kingdom. Hallelujah. And then he gives us our houses paid off. I'm telling you. Those that walk with the Lord, because he wants us being able to buy that $1.4 million building by faith if he speaks it. Right? There's coming an end time harvest. You can see the principalities and powers of darkness coming down in this Iran war. There's been killing and slaughtering Christians that we live over here in freedom, and that reign has come to an end. God said, I have raised up a David and put him in there, and there's other presidents that could have, but wouldn't do it. He did it. He went in and he bringing down these powers of darkness. So that people can have a free will and not dictated. That's what he did to us when he brought us out of darkness and put us over into this kingdom. The kingdom of his dear son. So that we're not slaves. We're not slaves to the enemy. We're not slaves to sickness and disease. We're not slaves to financial pressure. We're not slaves to all of that. We're not supposed to carry the weight of any of that. We're supposed to believe him and him destroy the powers of darkness. He already done it in the spirit realm, and we lay hold and bring it down here in our life. Hallelujah. So they told me, Richard, no, you got to pay. I'm not helping you. I applied for every help they was, D. Believe in God, they going to help me. I wasn't. That wasn't God's way. I go on, you know, and they denied and they sent a letter. You make too much and blah, blah. I'm not going through all that bit with you. Because all them details is not my point. All the details in your life is not really what's important. What is important is your end result. And your faith in God is going to determine that end result, whether it turns out good or it turns out bad, because God is not in control of everything unless we let Him be. But we do. When you're in faith, He's in control. It's simple. Kingdom's not hard. And so they sent it. Teresa, just forget it. Just get frustrated. She just got frustrated, man. I mean, I've been through open heart surgery. I mean, I can't do anything anymore at that point, you know. And she stayed at the hospital with me 3 weeks and had troubles, had to go to the doctor herself during the stay and all kinds of stuff. Travis is having to take over and run everything, try to take care of the things here and the things of the business and things at the house and just a lot of pressures and all of that. Praise God, hallelujah. I praise God for every one of them now. And get home, you know, and going through all that emotional stuff, you're never going to be this. That's why your mind must be renewed to the Word of God. And that is first place you turn and the final thing that you're going to think on and have in your life. First place, final authority. The Bible tells me in Romans 5:5 that for me to owe no man nothing, that is the will of God. So I know the will of God. Well, a lot of mine was my own making. That's still okay. I found myself on my knees on my back porch telling God, I'm sorry. I have made choices, wrong choices, God. I'm sorry, Lord. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that you're a God that forgives. You said if I would come to you and you'd forgive me and you would cleanse me, Lord, and then I told the Lord, I said, Lord, help me. Help me not to do it again. Lord, help me not to ever do this again, God. And the Lord said, it's self-control. I thought, nah, it ain't God. You do it, God. Nope, He won't do it. He will not make me operate in self-control and discipline. That's something that I have to operate in. Well, anyways, she done got frustrated. And I wanted just to burn the house. You know, I thought, man, maybe I will die. If I die, she gets $100,000. I'd leave her blessed if I died. Once Satan found that out, he's like, oh, don't kill him. I'm backing off of this. He's threatening me. If he dies, I lose. He goes to heaven and she gets $100,000. She'd pay the house off. That's what I've been fighting him for. Right? Them dominoes would have fell good. Now, she would have got over and she would have been okay, but that wasn't going to happen. I wouldn't entertain that. I wouldn't quit, Mac. I told the Lord, I said, Lord, you said in righteousness shall I be established. I'm going to agree with them to make payments on it, Lord. Lord, if it's okay with you, I'm going to pay $500 a month on this. I just made up my mind to do the right thing is all I've done. And then I thought, I don't care what it looks like. I will believe to be debt-free no matter what my payments are or anything. This Bible don't change. And so I called them up and making the agreement with them, praise the Lord, and they canceled the $130,000. They canceled it. And then, you know what, just a few years later, I done paid off early all of the doctor bills. I owed nobody. He began to bring me out. He began to increase me and bring the more than what I needed in to match my faith. You see what I'm saying? My faith was bringing it in to meet the need. It was bringing it in. And I would go around and I would say, thank you, Lord. I'm blessed going in and out, Lord. The supply's coming. You said you'd supply all of my needs. I need to be out of debt. I want out of debt. In the name of Jesus. Then I would go lay my hand. Well, a few years later, you know, time goes on and all of that stuff, praise God. And I'm just going, living, serving the Lord, making sure I don't get out of the will of God. I can get out of the will of God, Richard. All I got to do is think I can't do garage doors anymore. I'm going to Lowe's. I seen them old men up there watering gardens. At least they're getting paid. And drag around a hose pipe. Anybody can do that. You know, you can roll around your wheelchair and water the flowers for them. But I hung in the will of God. See, the will of God, Max, is not always comfortable. It's not always easy. But it's joyous with faith and motivation on the inside. And before you, Matt comes in, I see a miracle.
Yeah.
I remember when you got here. I remember where you was. I remember how the enemy tried to separate us. I remember. With no realizing either any way. But he couldn't do it. I wouldn't let him get to me, and you, and that helped you. Because you didn't know. But I knew what the enemy was doing.
Yeah.
I mean, I was aware. See, that's why when we're walking in faith and we're not emotionally ruled and all of that, we can see the enemy trying to work between us, and we know and they don't. But so we don't react, and he has to flee.
Yeah.
The powers of darkness are broken. Well, you know what? A few years later, D, praise God, I don't owe no man nothing. It should have took me, I should have been 80-something years old and still making payments. And I whipped them in just a few years. Was it easy? No, it was challenging. I wasn't there setting my butterflies in my stomach. Ew. I was walking by faith. Faith is not a feeling. Faith is not an emotion. It can come with it. But faith is a commitment that you make from your heart to believe God. Faith is a commitment. Hallelujah. Well, you know what? Praise the Lord. My body, I'm in better shape right now than I was, and people can differ if they want to. I walk around in this body. I'm better right now than I was before I had that open heart surgery. I'm not saying it by faith. I'm saying my faith worked and I have it. Do I still have challenges with my body? Absolutely, you do too. But faith is the victory. 1 John chapter 1 verse 4, he says, whosoever is born of God, whatsoever is born of God, that's me and you. Overcomes the world. And what is the victory that overcomes the world, the Bible says? Even our faith, Mac. Our faith is the victory. So I want to encourage you. You know, if you've let that defeated mentality work on you, change it. Repent. It'll put you in unbelief. It'll get you in over an unbelief where God can't do miracles for you. He couldn't do them for Jesus. I mean, Jesus couldn't do it for the people because they got in unbelief, right? And unbelief caused them to complain through the wilderness. They wouldn't stay in faith. God's taking us there. God's feeding us manna. God's raining water out of a rock. Let's praise him. Now, they were encouraged by people like the church encourages us, but it was the individual's choice. In there, it was the individual's choice. And God spoke to me one time. He said, you know what? He said, according to the word and what I did for Joshua and Caleb, he said, they went through the same complaining, the same heat, the same having to trust. He said, and they stayed in the right spirit. He said, and then when they got over to their house payments, he didn't say that, but that's what they got to. Giants in there. And they're occupying the houses. Debt is your enemy. You don't make your house payments, you're going on the street. Right? You don't make your car payments, you're going to be walking unless somebody picks you up, right? But if you've got the title on it, and you've got the paperwork on your house in your drawer in there, they can come say, well, you know, I think you're going to have to move. I'll be right back. Go in there and get Teresa with her two pistols, and I come back with a shotgun. What did you say? Let's say it again. Take it. I've got weapons. That's the way it is in the spirit realm, hallelujah. You have the victory already. So don't be trying to get victory. Don't be trying to get your healing. Don't try to get your car. You just take that steering wheel and praise God for the car. That's what faith does, hallelujah. Lay your hands on your house and your car and then pay an extra $20 a month on each one of them. And tell God, I'm believing God that you increase me. We're up to pay $50 a month extra on this. And 50, and then he says he bless everything you set your hands to do. Once you set to do that, it'll start coming in. See, if you ain't believing for something, why would he give you something? Right? If you're just believing for the normal, well, the normal is, Monty, is our 60s. We're supposed to get weaker, and we're supposed to get crippling arthritis, according to some, and then some we're supposed to get arthritis in our neck and stuff to where we can't look and all of that, and our bones are supposed to get more feeble and all of that, and then, you know, you, God forbid, you jump off of that truck. You may roll down and break an elbow because you're getting feeble. You got to watch all that stuff. Hallelujah. I know what my physical body can do, and I walk that way. I use wisdom that way, but I stand on the word of God. I say, when I feel weak, I declare out of my mouth, I say, I am strong. Thank you, Lord, according to your word. I'm going to say what I am by faith. Your word says, let me say that I'm strong. Well, when I do that, I find that I have supernatural strength in my inner man at times that enables me to go beyond what I believed and thought that I could do and do it. Hallelujah. Praise God. This church is wealthy. My business is blessed. Your business is going to be blessed. You're going to find the will of God. Hallelujah. And we've all missed it. We don't miss it but a few times. Them darts don't feel good. See, because when you find the will of God, then when you get in the middle of the battle, you got faith because you know you're in the will of God. Because the battles will come. But once you get in that battle, you're like, nah, I know the will of God. But God, Satan, you might as well shut up. Then you're using the shield of faith that Ephesians tells you, taking the shield of faith that puts out, quenches, kills, disannuls all the fiery darts of the devil. Praise God. Let's bow our heads. Father, we praise you and we just thank you.